We just passed it.
And there was one of the most important things that you should know. As a fellow who is walking this path, whatever you bring in, our answer at the beginning is, oh, that's impossible. Oh, that's far-fetched. Okay? The simplest reaction would be, and normally is, to give up. That's something that you shouldn't dare to do. Because being despair, let me tell you, despair was walking. God cut his head. Now what? That's how he brings it later. He would say, despair is it, God cut his head. Don't worry about that. Why? There is a logical explanation for this. When we talk about, when we talk scientifically about reality, it looks like we know what we are talking about, and over there we talk about possibilities and impossibilities. And by possibilities and impossibilities, we mean what is possible for us now. We don't mean in the future, is it possible or not. So whatever we say impossible, normally we point to the future. We say that's far-fetched. But our references are like that. Scientifically, it's like that. How about the other side? The other side, they don't say it's near or it's far. They don't say you're closer. You're blind, one moment you will open your eyes. That's how it is. Let's go back in reality. When do you give up in reality? You have the right to give up when the profit is not higher than the work and energy you should spend. It's not that promising. Right? In our path, everything happens when he wants it. And he always wants the good stuff for us. Period. How could I give up? I could give up on my effort, but could I give up on his effort? Remember, we believe in his effort, not ours. I'm not counting yet on my behavior. If I'm cleaning up, I'm counting on that pulling force. Remember, attraction. What is attraction towards beauty? It's a force, isn't it? I don't make it. The beauty will make it. I count on that. So, you could be despair when you count on yourself or people like you or technology, but you cannot be despair when you are counting on God. Because what's the excuse to be despair? Especially if you are at the state of surrender, which is the real meaning of Islam. To surrender to his wishes. Allahumma radan bi radaik. I'm satisfied with whatever you are satisfied with. And I'm not blah 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 playing with the words. I know what he's satisfied with. I know what haqq is. In every subject, remember? Even when I'm washing the dishes, I know. I'm paying attention to all these meanings, right? Right, correct, just, justice, it covers everything. I know about it. So, I'm really satisfied with this, which is his satisfaction. And I count on him, not me. Because I know that force of attraction what trick magic like that could turn around a simple fellow? So what's the chance of me running for it? That is the point. Yes?
When Shuai had told him these deep sayings, at that breath of the spirit, roses blossomed in his heart.
You see, you were giving up about this fellow because the fellow was not strong enough to have the recruitment to say, oh, I'm sorry, to go back. Even that situation is not helpless, because as soon as Shrey gave him the message, that magical moment happened. The fellow changed. That's how it is. Yes?
His soul hearkened to the inspiration from heaven. He said, if he hath punished me, where is the sign? He cried, O Lord, he rebuts me. He seeks the sign of that punishment. He said, I am the coverer. I will not tell his secrets, but one indication for the sake of trying him.
Yeah, listen to the game Rumi is playing here with this story. The guy turned around, but suddenly he has a position to have the doubt and that question and all that stuff. He said, let me put. How can I be sure? Give me some sign. Shuai turned around, oh my God, he's teasing me, and blah, 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 blah. What does it matter? I give a secret. I'm not going to open his files to everyone, to publish his emails and stuff, but I'll give him one. Yes?
One sign of my punishing him is this, that he has...
Think about it. Now, the scenario is this. Rumi is inventing a story. The story goes like this. There is this doubter who doubted, Shoaib intervened, and God came down and gave us the explanation. Now the guy is a little bit nasty like me, so he insisted to have a sign. And God explained that because he's kind, he's not going to reveal everything, but he's going to reveal one point about this fellow, what that should be. Think about it. God is going to show one kind of sins. Listen, yes.
One sign of my punishing him is this, that he has pious acts of fasting and orison, and ritual prayer and almsgiving, etc. But he has not one atom of spiritual savour. He performs high acts and deeds of devotion, but he has not one atom of relish.
Did you remember something here? I hope you did, all of you. Because I repeated it quite several times. Time and over I went back and said, before opening the book, there is that opening stuff with one verse of poem. And he was talking about some stuff which he called it the wisdom of the delay of writing this Masnavi. Remember? And over there he arrived to one Arabic stuff, and I told you here is Arabic, the Iranians didn't even look at it. And it went like this. If you don't have the taste, you don't get it. Remember that taste? That taste is here. The point he said, let me reveal about this fellow. This fellow is not that bad. He does the prayer. But I got it. He doesn't enjoy it as much as he should. Means what he is losing is the joy in this stuff. Because do you remember the difference between me and this intelligence with me walking in the garden? The intelligence is looking for a shortcut. I'm not. I'm enjoying the garden. Imagine if I'm looking for a shortcut as well. That's the pity stuff. The people who do the good stuff and they don't enjoy it. It's like really working and not cashing your paycheck. Honest, it's like that. Because one of the best parts of it is the joy. When you do something good, you have to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you missed something. Your heart is not tender enough. So you have done something bad and God has taken you. Did you see the point you made by the story? You were waiting for some personal weakness to be opened here. And he showed you something which is not personal. It happens to every single of us. Because the best part of being good and doing good is the joy of it. Because we are enjoying the garden, remember? Yes?
His devotions are good, but the spirit is not good. The walnuts are many, but there is no kernel therein. Spiritual savor is required.
This is spiritual savor, is that zok, is that a special word which I prefer to translate it, taste, because in art we call it taste, and that's what it is. Because remember how many times I went back to it, that yes, if you promise your child to go to the fine art faculty and become a Da Vinci, God save you. You're a fool. But you could promise your child to go to that school and acquire the taste for good music and enjoy it his entire life. That's what it is. Taste. Why? Because taste is that gate, remember? The gate of that attraction is taste. When you develop the taste for beauty, beauty is attracting you stronger, works on you better. If you don't have the taste, it doesn't attract you. That's what it is. So taste, which was the word at the beginning, and here he came to explain it. The taste. It should taste fantastic. With all the pains and effort and hardship. But it tastes good. Yes?
Spiritual savor is required in order that devotions may yield fruit. A kernel is required in order that the berry may produce a tree. How shall a berry without kernel become a sapling? The soulless form is naught but fantasy.
So, this paragraph was quite clear. Started with some stupid thing that normally doesn't happen. Somebody lecturing that I'm doing bad, but God is good. He doesn't. Something with that. And it led you to work, to understand that, first of all, if you're satisfied with this, it's because the filth are not that visible. Clean it up. Because remember, when you do something bad, it's like putting a spot on your soul. Another spot, then you could imagine what will happen. You will lose the taste, so you will not be attracted. That's the first reason. The rest you could think about. The point is, one of the prices that you pay for being bad is becoming used to being bad, and that's a bad thing.